Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the prophetic experience, where the word of the Lord comes alive, with nationally known prophet Laron Matthews. Prophet Matthews has prophesied to Kurt Franklin, Ty Trabet, Bishop Rance Allen, many world leaders, just to name a few, and he welcomes the international world and families to his ministry. He recognized the pains, hurts, disappointment, and needs of the people through love, faith, prayer, and communication. God has anointed Prophet Matthews to be able to meet the challenges of a generation and people searching for an authentic message that reaches a pressure-filled life with the strength of God's love for them. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the service. God bless you.
But I started seeing how God was just moving in my life, connecting me with the right people that would push me into purpose. And so I said, God, why does this keep happening to me? So I was riding in the car, and I was looking at some homes. I said, one day I want a house like that. And the Lord just kept showing me series and sequence of events that were just flashing through my mind. And I started crying, and I became overwhelmed. This keeps happening to me. It keeps happening for me. And I was in the car by myself, and I said, God, I thank you. I won't complain. I'll trust you. So I started, the lyrics just started coming to me. And I said, my seed is blessed. My money is blessed. My body is blessed. It keeps happening for me. And then we'll cover our family. I cover in my family. I'm making better decisions. Destroying every addiction.
Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for all that you're doing. Oh, Father God, we thank you for giving us the breath of life. We thank you for waking us up this morning, oh, Father God, so we can move and have our being up in you, oh, Father God. We thank you, oh, Father God, for healing going throughout the land, mentally, physically, and spiritually. We thank you, oh, Father God, for all that you are doing in this dispensation, season, and time in the lives of your people. Thank you, Father God, for your great love. We thank you even right now, oh, Father God, for the petition of the prayers, oh, Father God, that have came before your throne, oh, Father God, that you, I just want to let the people know, is already done, Father. We thank you, Father. We thank you for your son, Yahshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ, for what he done upon Calvary, so that those doors may be open unto us, oh, Father God, without hindrance, without hesitation, without doubting, knowing that you are the God of heaven and earth. You created all things, visible and invisible, seen and unseen. You know every last one of us that's here upon this earth, because we all came from you. Some of us may have diverted and went to the left. Some of us stayed upon the sure foundation. But Father God, oh, you awesome God, because you gave all the breath of life this morning to wake every last one of us up, good or bad, because you have expected in for us, oh, Father God. And we thank you, oh, Father God, for your wisdom. We thank you, oh, Father God, for your love. We thank you, oh, Father God, for all that you're doing and going to do within the lives of your people. We thank you, oh, Father God, again, for answering the petition of the prayers that came before your throne of the people, oh, Father God, here, oh, Father God, upon this prayer line, oh, Father God, up in families, oh, Father God, throughout the whole world, oh, Father God. We thank you, oh, Father God, for answering their prayers, oh, Father God. We thank you, oh, Father God, for the healing, oh, Father God, that you have given them, oh, Father God, whereas their thoughts and their minds, oh, Father God, is on solid ground, which is your word, oh, Father God. Line upon line, precept upon precept. Father God, you keep us. We thank you for keeping us, and we even thank you now in advance for keeping us in the near future. We thank you in advance even now for the healing. We thank you now in advance, oh, Father God, for all that you have done for us, oh, Father God. Oh, we praise you and we honor you and you. We thank you, oh, Father God, because there's no one like you, oh, Father God. Oh, others have tried to copy and imitate, oh, Father God, you, oh, Father God. But you, oh, Father God, what a God of God, oh, Father God, they may try, but they cannot stand upon the platform with you, oh, Father God. You are above all, oh, Father God. You have even went down, oh, Father God, instructed our Savior, oh, Father God, to go down in the pits and get the keys, oh, Father God, and you have made those keys readily and available to us, oh, Father God. So I thank you, oh, Father God, for giving us, oh, Father God, all that we need, oh, Father God, to sustain ourselves mentally, physically, and spiritually according to your word, standing upon your word, taking your word, oh, Father God, you revealing it unto us individually for our different similar circumstances, oh, Father God, so that our eyes, oh, Father God, may be open to see, oh, Father God, behind the veil, oh, Father God, to see things as they are, so that we may pray and petition and ask you, oh, Father God, not being unknowingly, but knowingly, precisely what it is that we petitioning you for, because as you have shown it to us and we ask you, you have already sent the healing. You already sent the answer. So we thank you, oh, Father God, for being the God that you are up in the people line. We thank you, oh, Father God, for your warning ministering angels going throughout their whole earth, oh, Father God, setting things in order. We thank you, oh, Father God, for your warning, ministering angels, protecting us, oh, Father God, as we go to and fro throughout the land, oh, Father God. We thank you, oh, Father God, for destroying, oh, Father God, within each and every individual as you show them the fruits, oh, Father God, that we may have been moving in suddenly of the flesh, and you are replacing it, Father. We thank you with the fruits of the Spirit in totality. Oh, we thank you for what you're doing, oh, Father God. We thank you, oh, Father God, for the healing that you have sent out. We thank you, oh, Father God, for mental clarity in this dispensation, season, and time, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, we thank you for that, oh, Father God. We thank you, oh, Father God, for opening us, oh, Father God, into the things of you on a deeper level, oh, Father God, to understand you on a deeper level, oh, Father God, so that we may be vessels and co-workers with you in this dispensation, season, and time, oh, Father God. Oh, we thank you for what you're doing, oh, Father God. We thank you for clarity, oh, Father God. We thank you for healing, oh, Father God. We thank you, oh, Father God, for this body that you have given us, oh, Father God, so that the spirit of you through Yahshua HaMashiach may dwell within, oh, Father God. Oh, we thank you, oh, Father God. Father God, we thank you for giving us the ability to trust you, Father. We thank you for the ability, oh, Father God, that you have given us, because it's a gift to have faith, Father God. We thank you, oh, Father God, for all that we are able to do, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, and also we ask for forgiveness, oh, Father God, if we have ever done things in our lives, oh, Father God, and did not seek wise counsel or did not come to you and petition you, oh, Father God, and how and what we should do in this situation. Father God, we missed the mark in that area. Father God, we ask for forgiveness, oh, Father God. And we thank you, oh, Father God, for healing us in that area, for giving us our ear to hear, Father God, your voice and your voice only, Father God, not being controlled, Father God, in any way, shape, form, or fashion by the ways of this world, oh, Father God. But we stand above those things, oh, Father God, seeing things as they are, oh, Father God, petitioning you, oh, Father God, in that area, oh, Father God, for the eyes that you have given us to see what we need to see, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, we thank you, oh, Father God, for the men and women of God who are announcing and declaring your word throughout the land. And when I mean the land at this time, individual person, because we all are made from the dust of the earth. Oh, Father God, we thank you, oh, Father God, for what you're doing. We thank you, oh, Father God, for mental clarity. We thank you, oh, Father God, for strength, oh, Father God. We thank you, oh, Father God. Yes, Father God. We thank you, oh, Father God, for every ailment, oh, Father God, that may try to creep up in our bodies, oh, Father God, and we entertain it, oh, Father God. We give it life, maybe because of the thought that we have given it, oh, Father God, in the secret chambers of our heart because of things that we have been taught and heard in the past, oh, Father God. But we thank you again for what Yahshua HaMashiach done upon Calvary, oh, Father God. He has set us free, oh, Father God, from the condemnation, oh, Father God, from the enemy outwardly and inwardly, oh, Father God. Oh, we thank you for setting us free, oh, Father God. We thank you, oh, Father God, that we are able to see clearly, oh, Father God. We thank you, oh, Father God, that we're not subject, oh, Father God, to anything that this world have created to imitate you, oh, Father God. Our bodies, our spirit, Father God, is in tune, oh, Father God, to the originality, oh, Father God, of the way that you have created in the beginning of time, oh, Father God. Yahshua HaMashiach have regained and took back what Adam lost, oh, Father God. And we thank you, oh, Father God, for doing that for us, oh, Father God. We thank you, oh, Father God, for having that love toward us to do that for us, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, I ask for patience also in this time for us, oh, Father God, because we may want you to move in this like a microwave generation, as we would say. But, Father God, you are setting things in order, oh, Father God, setting things straight, oh, Father God, so that things may look normal to us, oh, Father God. But it is happening. You are moving in the supernatural dimension for our lives, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, we thank you, oh, Father God, for the healing. We thank you for mental clarity, oh, Father God. We thank you, oh, Father God, for destroying every subtle tactic of the enemy, oh, Father God. Father God, we thank you, oh, Father God, for covering us up under your wings, oh, Father God, as we move to and fro, oh, Father God. Thank you, oh, Father God, for even the stealth mode that you may put us in, oh, Father God, to hide us, oh, Father God, from the enemy and the onslaughts of what's going on in this dispensation season and time. Oh, Father God, we honor you, we glorify you, we magnify you, oh, Father God, and we thank you for all that you're doing, oh, Father God. Thank you for elevating our trust, oh, Father God. Thank you for elevating our discernment, oh, Father God. Thank you, oh, Father God, for giving us supernatural strength, oh, Father God, to do things, oh, Father God, that we may have never done before, oh, Father God. Thank you for giving us that strength to walk that extra mile, oh, Father God. Thank you for giving us that strength, oh, Father God, as we regenerate, oh, Father God, our physical bodies, oh, Father God, that preparing it, oh, Father God, for what may come in the near future, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, you say you'd never leave us. Oh, Father God, you never forsake us, oh, Father God. So we trust you, oh, Father God, that you would inwardly tell us, oh, Father God, what we need to know, oh, Father God. You are, the Holy Spirit is our news reporter, oh, Father God, and we thank you, oh, Father God. The Holy Spirit is the one who teaches us and guides us, oh, Father God, through all that we need to know and do. Oh, Father God, we thank you, oh, Father God. Oh, we magnify you, oh, Father God. There's no one like you, oh, Father God. Oh, we thank you, oh, Father God, for all that you're doing and going to do in this dispensation season and time for your people. We thank you for preparing the hearts, oh, Father God, of your people to hear the word this morning, oh, Father God, that it fall upon good ground, oh, Father God, and do what it was set out to do, oh, Father God, for our lives, oh, Father God, and no hindrance, oh, Father God, whatsoever, oh, Father God, may come within 6 feet of our distance, oh, Father God. Even we are destroying the inward enemy, oh, Father God, the enemy that is in us, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, thank you for letting us recognize those things that are in us that we can lay before your throne, oh, Father God, and ask you, oh, Father God, through the power of Christ, to deliver us individually from those things that inwardly keep us from moving forward, oh, Father God. Keep us from rising, oh, Father God, to the occasion, oh, Father God. That keep us from not letting our thoughts waver, being tossed to and fro, not stable, oh, Father God. But we thank you for stableness. We thank you for balance. We thank you for clarity, oh, Father God, and the dispensation, season, and time, oh, Father God. We thank you that you are giving us all that we need, oh, Father God, for each individual soul, oh, Father God, that is here up on the line, oh, Father God, listening. And we thank you, oh, Father God, for opening our eyes, oh, Father God, and the world is being revealed to us in greater depth, oh, Father God, so that we may see and move and have our being in you. Shalom.
Oh, Father, we surely thank you. We give your name the glory and we honor you. Thank you for allowing, oh, God, in the name of Yeshua, your breath to breathe, oh, God, in the name of Yeshua, inside of each and every one of us, even in this hour. Father, we thank you even now in the name of Yeshua that your word, Lord God, is sent and that your word heals and your word also delivers. And therefore, we make a decree that is in the atmosphere of every region, territory, every country, every continent. We make a decree in the name of Yeshua that those that are bound, they are now set free. We make a decree in the name of Yeshua, and we send it forth, and we command that every tumor to be removed, because it is your authority that you place in us. You said in your word, according to the 91st Psalm, that you will reveal unto us, Lord God, the snare, the fowler, and the noisome pestilence. And therefore, in the name of Yeshua, that which was assigned against the children, we command by your word, because you say, suffer the children and forbid them not, for such is the kingdom of heaven. We make a decree that every word that was spoken against the children is utterly destroyed. We command the altars that were set against him, the very fire that Elijah spoke, that same fire will go to those altars that were set against children, and we command the altars to be destroyed. We decree and declare in the name of Yeshua that no weapon that are formed against the children shall prosper. And every tongue that was spoken against them in the name of Yeshua, we refute it now. We decree and declare in the name of Yeshua that every word that was spoken against their assignment, because your word said that you knew them before they was in the mother's womb, you called them to be that which you have assigned them to be here. And Father God, therefore, everything that came throughout a bloodline that was attacked against a family to cause the portion of the children that are here now to be stifled, we command its destruction. We decree and declare that the very word of God is going even now. And because we stand in agreement, the word of God says he stands in agreement. We bind up the hands of darkness that was set against them, the spirit of wickedness that said that they will take them out. We decree and declare that the very shield of God is rebutting everything that was assigned against them. We decree and declare that they shall live and they shall not die. They shall proclaim that the Lord, he is God, and besides him, there is none other. And therefore, we speak on the inside of the body, and we command in the name of Yeshua to be a removal of everything that was contrary to what the word of God assigned them to do. Father, we thank you now, even concerning, Father, vaccinations that was given to children that cause a distortment of their DNA, causing things to grow in their body that you never intended. We command now it to be removed by the authority of Yeshua HaMashiach. No weapon formed against the children shall prosper. Father, we thank you now, as the very word of God said, to be strong and courageous. We decree and declare in the name of Yeshua that an army is rising up that is formulating, Lord God, your word, just like you said, the two witnesses and fire proceeded from their mouths. We decree and declare that the fire, as you have spoken it, is your word, and it deals with everything that is contrary to the kingdom of God. Father, we thank you right now, Lord God, in the name of Yeshua, as you showing forth yourself mightily, Lord God, in every country that men may know. You may build a thing, but I am God. The same Father that spoke that the stone that was hewn out of the mountains with our hands, we see going throughout every continent. Surely your word is unfolding prophetically according to Daniel in the book of Revelation, and it cannot be altered that which you have said. Father, we decree and declare in the name of Yeshua, in the hearing, in the realm of the spirit, to every man, woman, boy, and girl, in the name of Yeshua, that the Lord God, he is God, and besides him, there is none other. Father God, we thank you even now, Father. Oh, Father, as the four winds of heaven, you said in your word, they strove upon the sea. Father God, it was something that was seen by Daniel and John. And therefore, we make a decree that we hear what you're saying and we obey your word, that we hit the very Oh, Father God, to go out and compel men to come unto you in the byways, hit every street, county, oh, every place that the Father has assigned to compel men to come unto the Lord as he is preparing for the wedding banquet. Lord God, in the name of Yeshua, you desired for yours to come, those that you have
called, Father God. Father God, I pray even now that each and every one will prepare for the banqueting table. Father, and when you say come, come, not to have another place that we have to go, but to come when you say come. Father God, that we will not be ousted in the name of Yeshua, and you have to go and pull those, Lord God, that are in places, Lord God, that should be our place. Father God, we thank you even now as your word, Lord God, in the name of Yeshua is calling forth. Oh, Father God, that it shall be that which you have said, Lord God, the new Jerusalem that will come, Lord God, from heaven. For you said in your word, oh God, in the name of Yeshua, that there was a sin of a new heaven and a new earth. Father God, we thank you even now. We say, come, Lord Jesus. We give your name the glory. We honor your name, oh Father, as we worship you and we adore you, as we stand with a boldness and authority and what you have given us to do. Father God, we decree and declare as we treading on serpents and scorpions, in the name of Yeshua, that your word that was spoken, Lord God, in the name of Yeshua, that the seed of the woman would crush the head of the serpent, and you have given us the ability to tread, and you've also given us the ability to trample. And Father God, we thank you even now, Lord God, that there is a gathering, Lord God, that would trample on every force that is contrary to the nature and the kingdom of God. We decree the Beatitudes, Lord God, in the name of Yeshua, has formulated around us, oh Father, in the name of Yeshua. We decree that the fruit of the Spirit is being manifested, Lord God, within and out us, oh Father. We decree that we are reflection of your glory, and where we go, Lord God, men will see that glory and act in the name of Yeshua, of it that we may share who you are, because you said in your word that you have made us, Lord God, a light that sitteth upon a hill. It cannot be hidden. Father God, we thank you even now, Father, for often Yeshua said, my kingdom is not of this world. We are preparing for a place in the name of Yeshua. As we decree, the kingdom, oh my God, of our Lord has become the kingdom of this world. We're decreeing the manifestation, oh Father God, of when our Lord would come, oh Father, and there would not be any need, oh Father God, for the light that you originally created, because the light that is upon Yeshua, that glory is shown everywhere. Father God, we thank you and we give your name the glory. Father God, we decree and declare that what you have placed in each and every one of us, Lord God, to go be that manifestation, decree the word, declare the word, walk the word, live the word, master that they can manifest the word. Oh, Father God, we thank you even now, Father, oh God, as the forces of darkness, Lord God, rises up against the people of the living God, as some are murdered for the name's sake, but the enemy do not know that he has already lost. He does not know, my Father, that after a millennial of our Lord being here 1,000 years, that the enemy will be thrown in the lake of fire and brimstone. Oh, it is set, enemy. It is set. Oh, Father God, we give your name the glory as we manifest, Lord God, your word throughout the earth. Oh, Father God, as it's moving throughout the earth of who we are, causing the earth of who we are to line up with your word in the name of Yeshua. And Lord God, even as the earth of who we are lining up to your word, oh Father, we decree that the earth, Lord God, in the name of Yeshua that you set us in, oh Father God, will do likewise as we, your people, Lord God, would manifest who you are. Father God, we thank you even now and give you the glory. We honor your name, oh Father, as you have caused your word, Lord God, to move within us, Lord God, because you said there will be a common wealth, Lord God. There will be none that have more than the other because we will be there for one another. We thank you even now as your name is being manifest, Lord God, in the name of Yeshua inside of your people. Lord God, you say, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Oh, Father God, we thank you even now as you're causing the blood. Oh, Father, as they say, who are they, oh God, that arose in white? Oh, Father, you say those are the ones who have, oh God, been washed by the blood of the Lamb. Oh, Father, in the name of Yeshua. Oh, Father, as John cried out, there is none that can break the seals. And the angel had to let him know, oh, Father, yes, there is one, the Lamb that was standing at the throne in the name of Yeshua with blood upon him. Yes, there is one. The Lord Yeshua HaMashiach have been given that right to break the seals to indicate what will occur. And Father, we truly give your name the glory as it is being manifested, because there is not one thing that is in the word of God that cannot be, Lord God, shown forth. Oh, God, oh, Father God, that it is prophetically manifesting in the name of Yeshua from the time, Lord God, that it was written, Lord God, upon the scrolls. And, Lord God, you surely say, Lord God, that the one that would attempt to remove any line that will cross a T or to dot an I, if they attempt to remove it, their name shall be removed. But Father, we thank you now as you're causing your people to rejoice, to be, Lord God, in a place, Lord God, where we have hands lifted up before you, that we don't allow branches, Lord God, oh God, to move on behalf of us. Oh God, as we will shout your glory, that we don't wait for a stone, Lord God, oh God, to open up its mouth to glorify your name. And Father, we bless you both now and forever. We glorify you, Father. Amen.
You are not flesh and bone. You are not weak or slow. You're everything brave. Even bold, and you're fighting for us. You are not distant and cold. Your heart's not angry and closed. And even in ways we don't know, you're fighting for us.
Defender,
you fiercely defend us, so we stand liberty of fighting for us.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Top of the day to you. I welcome you today to another prophetic experience teaching time where the word of the Lord comes alive. I am prophet and teacher Lorraine Matthews, and we welcome each and every one of you all for joining us on this day. And certainly we give God all the praise, the glory, and the honor. I want to take this time to thank our great, powerful intercessors and prayer warriors and ministry gift that God so graciously used to decree and declare those things in the earth realm from the heavenly. Because how many know the enemy is launching every counterfeit muscle of fear to try to grip the earth realm and the people of God from all places? And surely we must be on our posts and in our position as we're standing on the word of God and making haste for the land in a time where we know demonic spirits are heavily pushing its agenda, and the kingdom of God must push their agenda. So we thank God for intercessory prayer team on today. Thank God for you all. We appreciate you for your faithfulness and your consistency in pushing the kingdom of God and the word of the Lord God in this season and in this hour. We thank God for you all today. We'll thank you, God. We know that if you have been following us, I tell you, well, first I want to thank God for those who have been graciously following us as we share the word of God in Montgomery, Alabama, and lives have been touched, and souls have been delivered, people have been healed and set free. And we certainly bless God for all of the things he is doing. Because I can tell you one thing about the Spirit of the Lord God. This has nothing to do with any of us. It's the will of God that he's doing these great and mighty things for the lives of his people. And I tell you, when God handed in it, the glory of God is going to be revealed do it for his people. So certainly we thank God for all that the Lord is doing and the victory that comes through the word of God. So we thank God for that. And we give God praise, glory, honor for Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries. If you are in our city, join us as the word of the Lord comes alive while our ministries and churches are still anticipating, thinking. You know, some people are digressing. Some people are progressing. Some people don't know what to do. Some people are on the edge of quitting, bailing out. We have to stay steadfast, and we have to stay unmovable in everything that we do.
as the people of God, for saints must continue to stay steadfast. I'm telling you, when I say steadfast, we have to be strong right now for not only ourselves, but for so many other people in the world, because the enemy is using so many different arsenals against the mind of the saints and the mind of the church. So many minds are, the mind of so many people are under tremendous attack, right? And the enemy is trying his best to shift leadership, shift people. But we as the believers in the body of Christ really have to stand tall and stand strong. We're the standard in the earth world. We're those vessels. We're that body that God has called to continue to stay strong against the kingdom of darkness and against the warfare in the earth man. So you as believers continue to stay steadfast and unremovable. You're the one. We have to stay steadfast, unremovable. So don't be moved so quickly by every wave of doctrine, every form and fashion of the kingdom of darkness. Just continue to stay in that place with the Lord. Amen. All right, those who have been following us, we thank God for you once again and give God praise and glory for your position in the kingdom of God. All right, we're going to move back into the book of Daniel. We have been sharing from this book for a problem for the last 4 years or more, teaching on the life of Daniel, how important Daniel's relationship is biblically to the end time. Now, Old Testament theology is more study the divine will of God. And when you deal with Old Testament, you have to understand that many things in the Old Testament were concealed until Yeshua, Jesus, was revealed. Everything was really concealed until actually Yeshua was revealed. When he was revealed, everything that was concealed would then now forfeit and then reveal. It was forfeit. Oftentimes when you read, and lately I've been hearing a lot of even Christian movies. I very rarely watch television. However, when opportunity presents itself, and I'm visiting some of the believers' house, some of the Christian movie comes on in there, and I hear how some of the believers or the actress talk about the Word of God or the Scripture. 90% of those scriptures are based upon New Age. They're based upon New Age scriptures. In other words, they're not the King James Version, not the Septuagint Version, not the Gideon Version or Tyndale Version. They're literally watered down versions of the Bible. And so what we're living in is a time of a strong counterfeit, and the Word of God that you hear preached or even talked about keep us literally clueless of really understanding the Word of God from its actual place of the knowledge of God and his power towards humanity. to bring us into full deliverance, or full deliver. So moving back into the book of Daniel, I've shared this, but we have many new followers who are following us now, really are trying to understand the Bible or understand the revealing part of the Bible of what they know. As I shared several weeks ago, I started going into breaking down, or I would not say necessarily breaking down, but giving clarity of the events of the King James Version of the Word of God, and how in modern day or today time, but the time we are now, is somewhat different than in actual times that they, the translation part of it, actually the translation part of it. I don't want the believers to be confused, so I want to go over some of what I shared, but there's a major point I want to make, and it will come from the book of Daniel, chapter number 7, Daniel chapter 7, and actually 7 and 25, if I can get there on to that, get to that point of 7 and 25. But as you read the Old Testament, which meaning is geared toward theology, the divine will, word of God, God himself speaking divinely, I want the body of Christ and those believers who are following us to reopen, I like to use the term reopen, your mind to this place in the kingdom. Because there's so many, when I say distractions and so many fears that's gripping mind of people, the mind of the people, and in terms of trying to establish iconic people in the earth where, or trying to put together things that will create an icon out of a person instead of Jesus being at the forefront, we have to really know what we're up against or what we're dealing with in this heavy assault in the land. The body, so many of us are losing the hope. One of the things the Lord called me to is to tell the people, especially leadership, leaders, men and women of God, and leadership, those who are in the position of leadership, is to hold on, must hold on. It's mandatory that you hold on. I've said this before, I'm going to reiterate it again. Great leaders in the land are becoming a endangered species. The level of warfare that they're faced with is horrendous. And those leaders don't quit in the midst of what God has given you or told you. Because it's important that you, as believer, stay strong. Because it doesn't look like what we see, but you have to be strong. Because it appears that the odds are against us, but there's more for than there are against us. So our weaponry that we're dealing with is not carnal. It's mightier through God to the pulling down of us, the stronghold to that. So you just continue to be strong, saints of God. You have to continue to be strong on today. But I want to deal with this for a minute from this perspective. When you actually read the poetic books, which is considered anything, when you begin to read Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, or Isaiah, Jeremiah, Lamentation, Ezekiel, and Daniel, then anything after those books, anything after those particular books are considered poetic books. I mean, prophetic books. Before that are poetic books. You're dealing with the actual plan and process of the prophet speaking, but the prophet speaking about the forthcoming of the Messiah, or the forthcoming of God's plan for mankind after the falling angels, after the sin. And these prophets are speaking in these particular books, especially when you talk about major prophets. They're speaking of the divine will of God concerning humanity, the divine will of God concerning humanity who have failed, or the fall of humanity. And so in these books are secrets, cold and secret messages that will lead you to really understand the forthcoming of the Messiah, the forthcoming. But at the same time, when you read the book of Daniel, there's a translation shift in Daniel, because most theologians or scholars would talk about Daniel being considered a apocalyptic book. And so when you hear that from the book of Daniel, if you're not knowledgeable of the Old Testament being actual Arabic Hebrew, then you will misunderstand that when you hear the word apocalyptic, it's a Greek word, ancient Greek word, which means ancient Greek apocalypse, which literally means an uncovering, is a disclosure of knowledge or relations or relation, religion, content. It is the disclosure of something hidden, a vision of the heavenly secrets, so that it can make sense in the earth reality. So when you read Daniel book is a revealing of so much to us, but you really have to be in a place in the Lord or to study God's word so you can really pick up what the book of Daniel is all about. Daniel served under four ancient kingdoms, Nebuchadnezzar, Belshazzar, Darius, and Cyrus. And so his books, when you deal with all of them, actually Isaiah, Jeremiah, Lamentation, Ezekiel, and then ultimately Daniel, there are secret being revealed, codes being revealed. But if you're not in a place in God, or the teacher that's teaching is not in a place in God, something, many things will not be revealed to us of the time and the events and things that are forthcoming or we're in right now. Because thanks to God, where we are at right now in the world, I mean, if you study the days of Noah, when they say, as in the days of Noah, or such as the days of Noah, now, so shall it be in the coming of the Son of Man, because we're in those times, then we have to know where we are. They were given in marriage, marrying, given in marriage, living all types of lives. Things were going on at every level. And so the believers, we are what remains. So that's what you get the remnant from, that remains. And we're the one that remain that must bring or release the fulfillment of God's word in the earth realm. Now, let me recap on this. When I talked about Isaiah, let me do this real quickly. So in the Old Testament, 39 books, the first five books are considered what we call books of law. Law, you can write that down. Those who follow us, then after you get the books of law, you get the books of history, 17. Then you get, 17 history books. Then after the history books, you get what you call poetic books, five poetic books. Then you move into 17. What you call prophetic book, all written. These are now those translational changes in 1611, giving permission by King James to deal with the English standard so it can be, things will be translated so it can be understanding the English standard so people can understand it. But in that English standard, there was things that were changed in the translation. So you get a translational change. So the argument of different religions in the world, which are the three major religions, is Judaism, what we call Christianity, and ultimately Islam. And I've already spoke that word, what Christianity meant and its origin, and shared it with itself. But then you hear the word Christianity, which you actually hear the pagan word, because it's actually Nazarites. All right. So, Jeremiah or Isaiah, his book means Yahweh. Yahweh is salvation. Yahweh. It's 66 chapters in that book. Jeremiah means Yahweh is exalted and uplifted. 52 books in there. Lamentation deals with and means the passion in an expression of grief or sorrow or weeping. That's what it means. Ezekiel. It means Yahweh, God, strength. Ezekiel. Daniel means God, Yahweh, judgment of God, or God is judge. Now, when you study the word, to understand this, I was sharing with someone, or I was teaching one time on my live radio broadcast in the Chicagoland area, and I mentioned the word Nephilim. One of the pastors after the broadcast said to me, what I was sharing went over the people here. And we were in a conversation because I shared the word Nephilim. When you hear the word Nephilim, it's a Greek word. Literally means fallen. That's what it means. It's etymology. It means fallen. It means angels that have failed. So it means fallen. So it spoke of fallen angels, angels that have failed from eternity. Fail. So that's what you hear the word Nephilim. It means the fallen angel. Okay. Now, I began to break some things down so people can understand its origin or original things. So when I share and it appears to be misunderstood or confusing, I'm going to break it down for you so you can have clarity. So if you ask questions, you will really know. Because in teaching, hearing people talk about, we're going back, it's not going to be business as usual in church world today. It's not going to be the business when we go back. Well, literally, and when I say this, I'm saying literally, our mindset has to be checked. But when you go back into buildings and go back into sanctuaries and go back into temples and go back into facilities, or you name it, most people are going back to its original, I would like to use the term, blueprint as it relates to, or its blueprint was created for the order of church and services. But the mindset of the people have to change. That's important in knowing the word of God. The mind of the people have to change. The mind. And that's a hard thing. To change minds of people when you're set in a certain cycle, certain way, in a certain life. It's hard to change that. So that's why you have to be open to God, for Him to reveal to you His way, His dimension, and the realm for the lives of God's people. I needed to share that today. So that when you read the Old Testament, you have to know that it was information that was concealed. But because we have Yeshua, which it's Arabic, Hebrew, Latin, Jesus, He ripped the veil. He revealed all things became revealed. That's how you have to understand. I mean, gospel, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John has revealing power. It's how things are being revealed to us. You have to ask, pneumatology, it's a spirit. And you must have the Holy Spirit to know how to really understand the Word of God. And those that are, who have the Holy Spirit, that's not quite mature in it, God is revealing himself to you all. Or sending teachers, because when the students are ready, the teacher will appear and will be able to break the Word of God down to you. I'm saying this because of where we are at universally in the land, in the world, universally. I've been sharing over the last 3 days in the world I've been teaching, that I've been really ministering to leaders, because leaders, that included, not limited to just fivefold ministry, those who have title, the men and women of God, who God is using as vessels in the earth realm right now, to those leaders, in sharing the Word of God with them so that they can have understanding of what God is saying to them and through them and for them in this time that we're in. Because if you're looking around the land, and you're seeing the actual plans for human life right now, and the genocide that is being planned for the people, man, and watching what God is doing in the four corners of the earth, and then people are just living life normal and going along life just normally. And you know, this is just normal. No, what they're doing is training your mind and changing the substratum of who you are or the way you think to think that it's normal. This is not normal. This is unnormal. This is a mental, it's a genocide to the mind before it ever become a genocide to your body. And so we as believers have to hold on to our mind at this time so that God can reveal to us what to say, how to say it, when to say it to a world that has been marked for genocide and a people that he want to raise up in this dispensational time that are being marked for genocide in this hour that we're in. So let me take this over to Ezekiel, and I'm going to share a little of this, and I'm not going to stick on this long. Turn, if you follow me, the book of Daniel chapter 4. I'll correct you, the book of Daniel chapter 7. Now, chapter 7, there's some changes there, because it's 12 chapters in Daniel. Now, you have to understand that Daniel, the Word of God, Daniel, his book means what I share with you. God is judge, or the judgment of God. Ezekiel means God's strength. Lamentation deals with passion, expression of grief, sorrow, weeping. Jeremiah talks about God, Yahweh, God is exalted or uplifted. Isaiah, Yahweh is salvation. So when we get to the book of Daniel, chapter 7. Now, chapter 7 of Daniel has many dreams and visions which he did not understand. His dream of four beasts. This dream of the four beasts in the earth realm, Daniel. And not only the vision of the four beasts, which represent four kingdoms of the world, end of the ram goats, which depict two of those kingdoms. Yes, two of those kingdoms. Great detail. Daniel's vision revealed the Messiah will be the ruler of the spiritual world or the spiritual kingdom. I want everybody to understand that. The spiritual kingdom that will overpower all other earthly kingdoms. So we have to understand his position, his place, as it relates to the kingdom. Daniel dream will tell the revealing that the Messiah will be the ruler of the spiritual kingdom that will overpower and overshadow all of the other earthly kingdom. Now, we have to know and understand the interpreting of all history and understand the light of God present or Yahweh, eternal kingdom. Because so many people don't realize and recognize the spiritual world because they're trying to fight every matter from a natural place. And that's what you see, experience, and know the body of Christ, and many of the people are being worn down. That's why Satan comes to wear out the saints of the Most High. He comes to wear you down because you're trying to fight the world from your natural perspective. And people are being worn down. You have to deal with this demonic spirit and forces of the kingdom of God and the spirit. Well, this is a spiritual thing that we warn against so that we will be able to deal with it in the natural sense. So your fight, Paul talked about, not flesh and blood, but a principality. Principalities are fallen angels who are princes of these worlds, and they're here to wear us out. And many people are being worn down. They're being worn down. So, saints, don't be worn down by what you're dealing with in the natural, because I'm watching so much entertainment now in the church world. Coming back to the entertainment, we got to go in. We got to uproot, like I told them. Pull down, pluck down, throw down, and build up again. And the saints of God have to be able to have power to fight these spirits. So Daniel dreamed of the four beast kingdom. So I'm going to read a little bit of this verse in 7 and 25, or 7, I mean chapter 7, verse 25. And I actually want to move through a little bit of this because it needs to be. Actually, let me take us to Daniel. Let's do with 7 and 25, because for the sake of time, 7 and 25. And he shall speak words against the Most High and shall wear out the saints of the Most High and think to change time, law, and they shall be given into his hand until a time and time in the dividing of time. Now, the enemy, demonic spirit, kingdom of darkness, their job is to wear out the people. And he shall speak great word against who? God, the Most High. And shall wear out the saints, especially those who don't understand the word of God. Because if we don't understand the word of God, we will be wore out by others. We will be wore down or burnt out, trying to determine if the word of God is who he says it is or what it says it is. Because if you don't understand who God is in a time like this, where the spirit of the world, kingdom of darkness, is doing what it's doing, you're going to be subject to come under the authority of any ruling kingdom, and you'll be waving back and forth with fear that God is not doing what he said he's doing. So the believers, those who are saved in the kingdom of God, we're in the kingdom of God, but we're warring in the flesh to stay in that place. But the kingdom of God is prevailing if you stay in the presence of God and in the things of the Lord, because he's revealing to us the blueprint of eternity so we know how to survive in humanity. But if you allow your flesh to overrule, you will not be following the blueprint. You'll be following the fear print of man, who will tell you anything, and you will compromise and breach eternal life, and eternal life is in us. We will breach that, and many people are breaching it. Many people are conforming and not transforming. Many people are not standing up, because we hear people talk, say one thing, and we open up our mouth and disagree with them. We call it an argument, or someone debate us, and someone tell us what the Center for Disease Control say. Someone tell us what God is telling them to do. Someone tell us what they're telling, what they assume or what they feel out of fear. Oh, this is happening. My family, this is going on. This is a tragedy. This is an issue. People of God, in the kingdom of God. Now, I'm talking about those who believe, not because of those who don't believe. The word of God said, help your unbelief. Help the unbelief of the people, so you can really understand where we are as believers. We know that we're dealing with something devastating in the land. That goes without saying. It is. It absolutely is. But how many know there's a place in God Hear me when I say there's a place in God that you can be in the Spirit of God, in His will, that God will sustain His people. It doesn't mean you will not be tested, tempted. You will not go through. But there's a place in God that He will preserve and protect His own. And when the enemy comes to speak against the Most High, he wants to wear us down. He wants to wear out the believers, the saints of the Most High. And when that happens, changes time, changes season, and changes the way God originated for our life, because we compromise. And so what we actually believe in, the enemy changes it. He usually changes the word of God. For example, now when you see the rainbow, what do you see? It's a symbol of homosexuality. That God, what was the rainbow a symbol of? He's remembering us. Who's using it now? Perversion. He's remembering them too. See, and people changing things, everything that is happening is to change the things of God, changing the way and the things of God, laws, times. Now, everything that becomes, everything becomes okay, because we go along with the kingdom of darkness, and we accept as the kingdom of darkness without standing up for the kingdom of light, standing against demonic spirits, or speaking on behalf of the kingdom of God. We use the term, God loves everybody. And that's absolutely correct. But the soul that sinned should surely die. Whether it's dying spiritually, and then die naturally, the soul that sent it should surely die. And we as people in the kingdom of God must know the ways of God, the things of God, and the plan of God for our life. And the enemy will divide us. Dividing of time. Dividing. There's so much going on now that is actually confusing many in the world. And the word of God said, Satan would, could, he will fool even the highest ranking men and women of God. The very elect of God. That's why those who are his, he know. And those who are among them, he know. And we have to know as believers who we are in him and through him. We're building infrastructure again, and we're not building lies. We have to build lies instead of going back to the same old way. We're building buildings again. We're going back to the same way. And lives are at stake. Wearing down the saints of the Most High. The body and the believers. The body of Christ. Meaning we have to wake up to the things of the Lord. Many people in the land are opening up to an era now, even more now than before. Because we're not hearing God. He wants to bless us, but he wants to bless our mind to see what we're dealing with. So we will not be fooled by what we're watching and seeing. The wave that's coming is a wave to destroy anything that God is doing. And as I told the people, there's something not coming. It's already here. Are you prepared? Because it's already here. That Antichrist spirit. It's here in the land. And you have to take a stand for the kingdom of God. You have to take a stand. We got a busybody world of people that are just busybody and not about the business of God. And it's such a sad time. But the hope of God, the hope of his glory, is in those who know the truth and understand the truth. People are trying to, too busy trying to be friends to the kingdom of darkness instead of changing the sin of those who are in the kingdom of darkness to bring them into the light of God. Amen. Stay in that place and follow God unto that. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. All right. We bless the Lord today. I will continue to share about going more into the events of 1611, but I needed to release that today so that many of you will understand that this Logos word, God is revealing us in his word. We're watching it unveil in the land, in these times. Because it's being revealed and we're watching it fulfilled. Old Testament concealed, that gospel revealed. And anything being fulfilled. And it's already done, but we're watching the manifestation of the hand of the enemy. Even laws, regulation, rules, back to the old ways, gender, so many things as it relates to old pagan ways and demonic activity. We have big events, gender revealing, and all of those things. I trust God. So I have to trust him alone. Serve him alone. And I know I'm not. God is revealing himself to us in such a powerful way. To the people of God. In Jesus' name. Amen. All right, let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for your mighty hand, your mighty word for the men and women of God. Lord, you're teaching us to be able to slowly break the word down even more for those that are connecting and interconnecting now, that they will understand the kingdom of darkness and the kingdom of light and the deception that is being imprinted into the application of the word of God in the lives of your people. And Father, we ask that you will open them up as they study your word and get to the word of God so that they will know and save themselves from this untoward generation. And we thank you right now for it. Now we bind up the spirit of confusion and the strong man that will try to come in to break the will of your people. And Father, I thank you for it now. And it is so in Jesus' name. Thank God. Amen. Amen and amen. All right. We bless the Lord for you on today. If you're in Chicagoland area, you can join Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry today at 11 a.m. for our worship experience. These are the times where the men and women of God have to stay strong and be strong in the midst of a weak world and weak leadership and weak people. Join us as the word of God is coming alive. You are in different parts of the United States. Join some of these great kingdom leaders. Some will be doing that Facebook Live today. Restoration Truth Ministry, Hampton, Virginia. Then Newport News, Virginia. Join the man of God. He will be sharing the word of God via Facebook Live today. You are in Joliet, Illinois. Join my dad, Bishop Nathaniel Matthews. He comes on and teaches as well during the 9 o'clock hour today, sharing the word of God there. But you can join them in their sanctuary at 654 Patterson Road, Joliet, Illinois, 1130 for their worship experience. If you are in South Carolina, join Pastor Aaron Myers, the leadership of Pastor Gaming, and the awesome team there. They're bringing the word of God, ministering to that community, Ark Family Fellowship Ministry. Join them. Great things are unveiling in that region and for the lives of the people. Great things of you're in the city of Fort Worth, Texas. Our great friend, Pastor Harris, he's doing that ministry via their conference line, and he's teaching. If you are in South Bend, Indiana, the work that they're doing there, Apostolic House of Deliverance, under the leadership of the Apostle Russell Sheffield and Pastor Carter there, join them, 4213 Linden Avenue, a great kingdom leaders ministering the word of God. In Toledo, Ohio, join our great kingdom leaders. We were there with Mother Ellen Allen last week. And they celebrated and Pastor Booker Dupree Sr., 36 years celebrating their church under our former leader, Bishop Vance Apple. First time in 36 years that he was not in the place. But the memories of the great sons and daughters and the impact that he left on many of our lives was so in the building. We honor the Lord for so many of our brothers and sisters who were there that were connected to our to the great man of God and leader. We bless the Lord for that. 801 Van Street. People of God, the wind is blowing heavy in the land. I'm telling you, the wind is blowing heavy. We are the heavy hitters in the land. We have to be straight shooters now when it comes to the kingdom of God. Because people need to hear the word of God and the truth of God's word like never before. Be that voice and that vessel that God has used in the name. And we have to lead the people in the things of God. And they need us, saints. Lead me, they need us. Share with pastors, and I'm talking about this was in a few pastors. These were in a few bishops. These were in a few apostles. I'm telling you, these are men and women of God and leadership. They're calling, and we're the voice that have to bring certainty that God's will is going to be done. These people that are going back, people that talk about another strand of this, another strand of that. My mind is on the strength of God and the strands of man, and to bring people out of the incarcerated ways and the fear that's gripping us. How is it that you got, now think about this, millionaires on a rocket ship with 10 and 15 people all condensed and locked in a rocket ship going to the moon, all of them people on that ship, talking about coronavirus. Now think about that. And when you talk about that, now it's a problem. Billionaires on a rocket ship going to the moon, locked in the room here. We all locked. They all locked up in that room. They can't get out. And everything is airborne. I'm going to leave you to think about that. Just think about it. Just take a moment to think about it. And ain't nobody on the rocket ship with a mask on going to the moon. All right, that's for free. That's for free. And they have to breathe in some air, and all of them in there together, in and out. Come on, thanks. People of God, I bless the Lord today. All right, well, we bless the Lord. Thank you for joining us on today. And those who've been following us, we bless God for you all. And give God praise, glory, and honor for all that he's doing for us, in us, and through us. Thanking God for the word of God on today. And revealing himself. All right, Administrator Bryant, any announcements over there? Top of the morning to you, woman of God, on today as well.
God bless you, Dr. Matthews. God bless everyone that's listening in this morning. If you're in the Montgomery area on this coming Tuesday night, you can join Dr. Matthews at the Fresh Fire Deliverance Temple Church. For the host pastor is Pastor Annie Williams. That's at 3450 U.S. Highway 231 in the great city of Montgomery, Alabama. Again, that's the Fresh Fire Deliverance Temple Church. For the host pastor is Pastor Annie Williams. Service will begin at 7 o'clock p.m. Also, August the 6th, you can join Dr. Matthews at the First Pentecostal Assemblies International Church at 1454359 Green Street in Harvey, Illinois, where Bishop Owen is the host pastor, and they're getting ready for their church anniversary celebration. The service will begin at 7 p.m. on that night, August 19th and the 20th. August 19th and the 20th, Dr. Matthews will be headed to Brownsville, New Jersey. That's Children's Full Gospel Ministries at 379 Lakehurst Road, Brownsville, New Jersey, where Pastor Benjamin Cole is the host pastor. Pastor Kathy Griffith is the assistant pastor. And for more information, you can call 267-767-6511. August the 21st, Dr. Matthews will be honored in Atlanta, Georgia, for his book, Love the Unfinished Chapter. More information will be posted on that today on the Facebook pages of Dr. Matthews. Again, that's on August 21st. Dr. Matthews will be honored at a black car event in Atlanta for his book, Love, the Unfinished Chapter, 17th, 18th, and 19th. Dr. Matthews is on his way to San Antonio, Texas, hosted by Statina Rice, Bridging the Gap, Birthing the Love, the Lifestyle Hair Studio at 5520 Walden Road, Suite 102 in San Antonio, Texas. More information, you can call 726-444-0060. October the 6th, Dr. Matthews is on his way to Baltimore, Maryland. More information is forthcoming on that. October the 29th to the 31st, save the date for the Family Values Conference and the birthday celebration for Dr. LaRon Matthews. That's October 29th through the 31st. Family Values Conference and the birthday celebration for Dr. Matthews will be held in Harvey, Illinois on this year. More information is forthcoming on that as well. If you desire for Dr. Matthews to be the guest speaker at your conference, your prophetic summit, your revival, he's also a licensed Christian counselor. We'll be happy to coordinate that for you. Call 877-912-2027, or you can contact the local ministry at 708-825-1988. The calendar for 2022 is filling up as well. We'll be more than happy to coordinate any dates in 2022 for you as well. God bless you, Dr. Matthews.
God bless you as well, Minister Aretha Bryan and the saints of God on today. I hope what I shared with you will navigate you in the right direction in the midst of all everything that's redirecting our mindset and our thought. And the people of God, to bring them to understanding what God is saying to them and to bring directions to so many people that are that need direction in this time of their life. God is a holy God. He doesn't change. He doesn't change. There's people that are trying to change what God is saying. He doesn't change. He remains the same. And you have to stay in that place of being. Your mind have to be in that place of the things of the Lord God. So be strong in God and in his ways, in the ways of the word of God, and the ways of the things of God on today, especially vision, dreams, purpose, the promises of God. They don't change. The promises of God are yea, and the promises of God are amen. God is truly keeping his word. He's truly bringing us into the right direction. He's truly revealing himself to us. He's truly bringing things to the forefront for the people of God. And just because you don't hear it on the mainstream media or the mainstream, that doesn't mean that God is not streaming it through the mind of his people, through the vision, through his revelation, through open vision, through the dream. He's bringing this thing alive to so many of us, that we will know him and the fullness, totally the fullness of God. We will know him. I'm telling you, that God is doing some things that are powerful for us. The signs and wonders, the demonstration, revival, reviving the people. It's so much that the Lord is doing for the believers and people that are sitting waiting. But God is doing it. He's revealing it. He's showing himself to us. And so I thank God for what the Lord is doing for his people. And for you, those who are steadfast, and those who believe, and those who are strong in the word of God. Amen. Continue to stay steadfast in the things of God and in his word. Don't lean, don't waver, don't shift. Stay in that place. Thank God for those who have been watching the revival and who shared it. Thank you for those, so many of you who shared it with us, and bless the people of God. I will be coming on and doing the Facebook Live today. So at 9:30 this morning, I'll be, if you're in the Eastern time zone, it'll be 10:30 in the Eastern time, 9:30 Eastern time, it'll be 10:30. Central time, 9:30, we'll be sharing a word from the Lord early word from the Lord. We're doing a Facebook Live, so join us over on Facebook. You can share with others that I could be blessed. There will be a word from the Lord. So be blessing the Lord for you on today and giving God praise. And I thank God for the meaning for our local church. Thank God for the saints of God there, the men of God, the women of God who continue to stay steadfast in the things of the Lord. We bless God, the impact that we're making in that particular region, in that particular community, where fear is gripping so many people. The saints of God are staying strong and continue to lift up the name of the Lord on today. All right, and not lastly and finally, but I want to take this time to thank God for my parents today. They celebrated 60 years today. Mom and Dad have been married 60 years today. We thank God for my parents, Bishop and Suzanne Matthews. Mom and Dad have been married 60 years today. 60 years ago today that God brought these two awesome, powerful, wonderful individuals together to birth 18 children in the land. And I bless the Lord for my mom, and I celebrate my mom, Mother Suzanne Matthews, and my dad, Bishop Nathaniel Matthews, on today. So we thank God for these two beautiful people that are still in the earth realm today, and I thank God for them, and I honor the Lord for them birthing me out to be part, because if it had not been for them, I would not be here to share the word of God like I do, and I thank God for them, and I honor the Lord for my parents on today, and I share that with the world, my parents on today, thanking God for them and who they are and what they are to us and to the lives of my siblings and my nieces and nephews, great nieces and nephews, great great nieces and nephews, great 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 nieces and nephews, and great 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 nieces and nephews. That generation, it runs deep. We are actually the fifth generation now of children. So I thank God for my parents today, Administrator Byers, and saints of God for all that the Lord is doing. And we bless God for them on today and honor the Lord for all that God is doing. And the great is coming for them. And I thank God for them. 60 years, my God, of being here and celebrating with my parents on today. All right. Any other words, Administrator Brian?
No, sir. That's all we have at this time.
All right. Well, say to God, bless you all on today. Like I said, join us for our Facebook Live today. Just 35 minutes from 9:30 Central Time, 10:30 Eastern Time. And if you are in the Mountain Time, it will be 8:30 your time. If you're in the Pacific Time, it's 7:30 your time. So we'll be sharing the word from the Lord and ministering to God's people, as we always do. Amen. Thank to God, walk in the presence of God, and continue to be faithful to God. If you desire to be a blessing, you can go over to our website at WeRestoreYou. That's the letter U.org. That's WeRestoreYou, the letter U.org. Or you can go to Zelle, Zelle at MoneySign, R-F-P-I-N, Zelle at MoneySign, R-F-P-I-N. Or you can do it, Cash App, there it is, Cash App, MoneySign, R-F-P-I-N, that's Cash App, MoneySign, R-F-P-I-N, and be a blessing. Also, you can do it via Zelle, and that's at WeRestoreYou, the letter U, at yahoo.com, WeRestoreYou, the letter U, at yahoo.com. I'm blessing God today for you all. Thank you, saints, for praying for me and praying for the saints of God, because We're in a heavy undertaking in the land to continue to bring the word of God alive to his people and to the kingdom of God. That's our heart's desire. That's our place in God. And that's what we love to do, bring the word of God alive to his people. All right. We love you all. Say, have a phenomenal day in the Lord. Go on a power and a strength. We'll talk to you soon. And shalom in your court is my prayer for you on today. God bless.
The book is now available.
The book is now available.
The Ultimate Read. Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, Ph.D. presents Love, the Unfinished Chapter. The brand new read by Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, Ph.D. It's available now. Love, the Unfinished Chapter. Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, Ph.D. presents Love, the Unfinished Chapter with a very special foreword by the late great Bishop Rance Allen. Available now. You can purchase your book at WeRestoreYou.org.
That's WeRestore, the letter U.org.
On Amazon.com, or you can call area code 708-825-1988.
Area code 708-825-1988.
For an autographed copy, order from WeRestoreYou.org. Order today. Get ready to enjoy the latest from Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, Ph.D. Love, the Unfinished Chapter. Order your copy today.
Prophet LaRon Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries would like to thank you for your prayers and support. Prophet Matthews invites you to become a monthly partner to help reach souls of the nations all around the world. As a monthly partner with Prophet LaRon Matthews and Restoration Foundation, Prophetic International Ministries, you will be a vital part of the powerful end-time army that God is raising up to bring salvation, healing, and deliverance to the nations of this world. To help accomplish our God-ordained vision, you can sow your seed at www.WeRestoreYou.org. That's WeRestore, the letter U.org. Or call 708-377-6774. Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries is a 501c3 tax-exempt ministry. God bless you.
I believe I will get there if I trust the path he's laid. I can't see him, but he's there. I'll just follow as he leads the way, because I know that God will. Anybody believe that? I know that God will make a way. I try to mend, I know that God will make a way. I really believe he will make a way. Come on. He'll make a way. Through mountains high and valleys low, cause even if you have to open the sea, I know I'll make it, because you are my guide. That's why we say that God will make a way. Look at somebody and just declare it, say,
God will make a way.
Try to bend our knees.